Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Father, we love thee, we praise thee.
listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you're enjoying the music, and all along the way, I hope that God will just anoint this program and draw you closer into His presence. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence today in the wondrous name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world by shedding His blood on the cross of Calvary. And all we have to do is to accept Him as our Lord and Savior, and let the Holy Spirit come into our lives and just clean it out. The Bible says, Lord, that when we confess our sins, You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and that You will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In fact, You will clothe us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank You for Your great love for me and for all those that are listening today and worshiping with us here on A Call to Worship. And I pray that You will be glorified and lifted up through the songs and the Scripture and the thoughts that we're going to share later on about how good You are, God. You are good all the time, and all the time, Lord, You are good. And also later on, Father, we're going to be sharing a wonderful psalm, Psalm 93. And I pray that You will just anoint this program today and anoint Your word and draw us into Your presence as we worship You today. And Father, as I do each week, I want You to bless all of those that are listening and worshiping with us this week. And if someone just happened to tune in today and heard the music, and they do not know You, Father, as a redeeming and loving God, and they are burdened down with their sins today, I pray, Father, that You will just touch their lives. I pray that You will anoint this program, and the Holy Spirit might have free rein, Lord, to draw all of us into Your presence. Father, this is such a privilege that You've given us to come into Your presence in the name of Jesus and to worship You and to praise Your holy name. Father, thank You for loving us. Thank You for saving us because of Your grace and mercy. And thank You for Jesus. What a name. There is something about the name of Jesus. Someday every person that has ever lived or ever will live will bow before Jesus to the glory of God the Father. The angel at His birth, Lord, said that we should call His name Jesus because He will save His people from their sins. And He did that, Lord. He laid down His life so that I might worship You today, and that all who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior might be saved, might be redeemed, Lord, might have a relationship with You today and forever. Jesus said He was the way, the truth, and the life. No one would come into Your presence except through Him, Lord. So, Father, we thank You for Jesus and that wonderful name that You've given to Him, a name that is above all names.
For unto us a child is born, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Above His name there is no other name. Is eternally the same. There is no other name. The first and last, beginning and the end. He was the King who made the common man His friend.
No other.
own heads. And yet, the smallest need he understands. There is no other name. The one who said I am, the great I am. And then he gave himself the sacrifice for man. There is no other name that every tongue proclaim and sing.
Precious name of Jesus. The First Baptist Church Choir and Orchestra from Atlanta, Georgia, soloist Gary McSpadden. There's no other name. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey. Coming up in just a little bit, I want to share with you Psalm 93. And now let me share with you Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Your statutes stand firm. Holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord.
The glory of His majesty. Up on high, the name of Jesus.
Magnify, come glorify Christ Jesus, my King, my King.
Into a world of woe. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory.
Exalting your name, King of Glory.
I hope you're enjoying our Call to Worship program today. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We've been listening to a little bit from the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes, Like a River Glorious. Also coming up will be Wonderful Peace, and we'll wind up with the song It Is Well with My Soul. I just wanted to take a quick mention, thanking you for your letters during the summer months and your financial help. While we could have used a lot more, we do appreciate everybody that's had a part in the ministry this summer. In fact, during the month of August, we were offering a wonderful book called Knowing God's Will to everybody who would write to the ministry. And there's been such a response, I've decided to hold this offer over for one more month, because this is a great book that I would like to see in everybody's hands who listens to Call to Worship. It's called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice. Is that a desire of yours? Do you want to know God's will for your life? Well, this book was written by Bob Gass. It says Bob Gass has once again dug deep into his 50 years of walking with God and clearly outlined the practical steps each of us need to take in learning to know God's voice. Rather than theological head knowledge or three easy steps to listen to God, the content of this book has been born out of years of personal experience, trusting God and His Word, and seeing the answers come through time and time again. I found this book inspiring, great to read, finding assurance and knowing that God is ever-present and ready to lead us as we seek His face and to listen to His voice. I'm sure you'll also be encouraged as you learn some practical steps from reading this book entitled Knowing God's Will. It's my gift to you if you'll write to us this month here at Call to Worship. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'm not putting any type of required gift on this. I'd like to see this in your hands, whether you can give a gift to the ministry of Call to Worship or not. However, we do have expenses here in the production, the distribution, the duplication of the program, the website that we have, lots of expenses that go into this ministry. And if you can help us out with any gift at all, I would sure appreciate it. That address again is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. I'll have that address for you again at the end of our program today. And you can also find it on our website at www.calltoworship.us. Hope you'll check us out there. Coming up a little later in the program, we'll be talking about the goodness of God. God is great. God is good. And He's good all the time. And we'll be talking more about that a little later on in our broadcast. Right now, let's get back to this wonderful medley with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the songs It Is Well with My Soul.
God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. The shadows all around, do not fear, He will guide you, He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you, and His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
That was Don Moen and his song, God is Good All the Time, and all the time God is good. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Goodness, Meditations on God's Abundant Goodness, published by Zondervan Publishing House. Psalm 34:8 says this, Taste and see that the Lord is good. Today we're going to talk a little bit about God's goodness. God is great. God is good. It may have been years since you recited this childhood prayer, but time has not allowed you to forget the simple words of the blessing. Packed into this little petition we once mechanically repeated, however, is ageless significance and meaning. God is great. Now this I believe and know. He is majestic, holy, righteous, and in all respects, awesome. I am stirred to worship and praise as I consider just how great He is and how privileged I am to have a personal relationship with such a mighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. God is great. God is good. This, too, I believe and know, just not as consistently or passionately. Of course, when I am out for a brisk walk in a cool morning, or the doctor has just given me a clean bill of health the day before, I can really soak up God's goodness to me. I feel wonderful. Things are going great. And the future is promising. God is certainly good to me, I'll think and smile as I stroll. Thank you, God, for being so kind. However, when circumstances are not so pleasant and agreeable, God's goodness is not quite so prominent in my thinking. I complain, I grumble, and like anyone, I get into the annoying and frustrating business of asking, "Why, God?" Well, fortunately, these times usually are not lengthy sieges. And in time, God's grace underscores His goodness. Still, it is far easier to lose sight of God's goodness than His greatness. Contrary circumstances can cause us to sometimes question God's benevolence. Yet God is no less good than He is great. His goodness is constant, unchanging, and unimpaired by our predicaments. As Stephen Charnock notes in his treatise, The Existence and Attributes of God, he said, "God always glitters with goodness as the sun doth with light." If you have struggled with nagging suspicions about God's goodness in your life, or perplexing circumstances have raised bothersome questions, I encourage you to consider afresh the inexhaustible goodness of God. Join in the psalmist's invitation to taste of God's goodness, to personally partake of the Lord's loving kindness. To talk about it or even think too much about it will not do. Eventually, you must come to experience it for yourself. God is great, and God is equally good. Allow the light of God's goodness to shine upon you today. Dear God, it can be so much easier at times to see only your greatness. Help me to see you in all of your goodness as well. As I continue to read and pray, point out to me all the goodness that you want to demonstrate in and through my life. And Father, help me to let that goodness shine through my life as I come in contact with others, so that they might also see in me your greatness and your goodness.
He has been good to me. He has been good to me. What I did not deserve, He gave abundantly.
Oh, what a wonderful song with the Christ Church Choir and Orchestra. He has been good. We serve a great and a good God, and He's good all the time. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me today here in A Call to Worship. And I want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. And when you write this month, we're going to be sending out a little hardcover copy of a book called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice in My Life. It's my gift to you when you write to us during September here at Call to Worship. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Come back again next time, won't you, for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. And remember that in every aspect of your life, let the Lord be glorified. Let's wind up our time together with this chorus.